新约圣经腓立比书第二章。
Let's together read New Testament, Book of Philippians, Chapter 2.
我们盼望的是弟兄姊妹们轮流来念，我们弟兄念一节，我们姊妹念一节。
Let's alternate with my brother and sisters, and brother first.
我们弟兄先来。所以在基督里又有什么赦免，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要训练爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他很有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。因为我没有别人与我同心，是在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音，与我同劳，像儿子待父亲一样。所以我一看出我的事怎么不了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。的主自信我也必去，然而我必须打发以巴伯提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我使用的。他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。他实在是病了，几乎要死，然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因为他为做基督的功夫几乎致死，
不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之。
我们今天就先问到这里，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
让我们早晨一同的来读你的话。
This morning, we read your words.
我们你们实在觉得恐惧当间。
We are fear and trembling.
我们实在觉得我们凭着人的智慧和聪明没有办法来了解你的话语。
We will not understand your words by our own wisdom.
所以我们非常需要你亲自来帮助我们。
We will need you come to help us.
不如向你的儿女们说话。
Speak to your children.
无论是讲的，是翻译的，还是听的，人们都被一个灵所感。
No matter the speaker, the translator, and the audience, let us all be touched in spirit.
让我们都被带到你的面前。
And it's unto you.
让你十字架在活化在我们的眼前。
We may review the picture that you are crucified on the cross.
我们何等感谢你。
We highly thank you.
这样的来呼召我们。
And call us.
让我们都成为你的儿女。
And let us to be your children.
所以早晨我们都愿意安静地坐在主的脚前。
So this morning we would like to quiet before your feet.
愿主向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
我们最近这段时间和弟兄姊妹交通到腓立比书。
Recently have fellowship with you with the book of Ephesians. Philippians.
他特别讲到基督徒的生活。
The book of Philippians is talking about the life of Christian.
好像跟前面讲的以弗所书有很大的分别。
It is a big difference in the book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书里面讲到非常奇妙的主的真理。
In the face is talking about the wondrous truth of the Lord.
我们看看到底什么是教会。
It tells us what is church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's the fullness of His abundance.
我们读的时候觉得那里面给我们看见很明亮的真理。
And then when we read this, and we see the truth.The truth.
但是当我们读到腓立比书的时候，这里面特别说到我们基督徒的生活。
But when we read the Philippians, it talks about the life of Christian.
无论是讲到真理的一面，还是讲到生活的一面，这两方面都是非常重要的。
No matter is talking about the truth or the life, they're both important.
因为什么？如果没有生活的话
，without life.
我们不晓得我们是不是真的明白我们所听见的真理。
We don't know if we are truly understand the truth.
生活哪个试验？
The life is the measurement.
我们知道主曾经这样告诉我们。
We know the Lord had told us.
而必晓得真理。
You know the truth.
真理必叫我们得以自由。
And the truth shall set you free.
弟兄姊妹，我们在生活里面。有没有捆绑呢？
But sisters, do we have abundance in your life?
我们听到了许多的真理。
We heard many truths.
我们是不是在生活里面还有许许多多不能够释放的许多的人事物呢？
Is there many things and people that we cannot be released?
因此呢，我们发现很多时候，我们虽然好像在我们的头脑里面知道了真理
，Sometimes in our mind, since we know the knowledge,
we don't truly 真的明白真理
，but we're not truly understand the truth.
因为当真理真的开启在我们心灵的里面的时候
，When the truth enlightens within us,
我们的生活是一个释放的生活
，Our life and it is with life is
free. 是在基督耶稣里得自由。
And then it's the life of freedom.
所以生活是重要的。
So the life is very important.
我虽然主都讲到生活。
Even though the Philippians about life.
我们还是盼望弟兄姊妹非常的看重这一卷书。
But I hope that brothers and sisters will be an emphasis on this book.
而且我们读的时候，它首先就给我们看见基督徒生活的意义。
And then the first of all, it tells us the magnificence of the life of Christian.
基督徒生活的意义到底是什么？
What's the meaning of Christian life?
我们比不信主的人到底强在哪里？
And then what better we are、more than the unbelievers.
我们觉得是我们真的跟从前不一样。
And then we think we are different than before.
因为我们真的是蒙恩得救的一般人。
We are the group of people who are saved by Jesus.
因为基督成了我们里面的生命。
And now Jesus Christ is alive within us.
因为这一位荣耀的神，他成了我们的牧者。
This glorious shepherd, this glorious God is our shepherd.
和大卫一同见证说，他是我的牧。我并不致缺乏。
We can testify with David that he is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我可以常常在青草地。
We can come to the pasture.
我们可以在安息的水边。
We can come to the still water.
我们也走一条公义的道路。
We can ride on the righteous path.
我们也可以见证说，就是在死荫的幽谷，我们也不惧怕了。
We can testify that we shall not fear, even go through the shadow of the valley
of death. 我们心里也见证说，就是在仇敌的面前。
We even can testify even before the enemy.
我们也可以享受饮食。
We can enjoy the feast.
但弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活的意义到底是什么？
But what is the meaning of our life?
为什么神还把我们摆在地上呢？
Why God still let us to live on earth?
我就说我们说我们基督徒就是多得喜乐。
Sometimes we say Christian, we receive joy.
哎呀，我们真的是有喜乐。
We're so joyful.
因为今天基督在我们里面成了喜乐的泉源。
Because Jesus Christ is the source of our joy.
无论环境怎样。
No matter what circumstances.
你看这个喜乐好像泉源一样在我们的里面。
Now this joy is like a fountain and flowing.
这个喜乐是胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
And this joy is it's more than the harvest of the grains and new wine.
这实在是我们作为神的儿女我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
可是有的时候我们跟朋友们在谈论的时候。
But sometimes when we talk about this with gospel friends.
他们也会读圣经的。
They read Bible too.
他们说你们如果基督的生活就是比我们快乐一点。
But they ask if your Christian life is just a little happier than
that. 你们什么环境你们都快乐了。
And you are happy no matter what the circumstances.
他们有时候你稍微忧愁一下，生活也稍微改变。
And sometimes you worry a little bit, and I mean you change your life.
调剂一下。
And it's something new.
那么而且照着你们圣经上所说的你们不说与主同在好的无比。
And according to the Bible you said and it will be you are with the Lord it will be marvelous.
难道你们与主同在的那个喜乐比在地上的喜乐好吗？
Isn't that the joy with the Lord less than the joy on the earth?
如果我们信了主，
If we believed in Christ,
我们觉得我们今天有了依靠。
We think we have someone we can depend on.
我们确确实实有依靠。
This is true.
从前是靠自己打拼的。
Before we fight for ourselves.
现在有这位创造宇宙万有的神来帮助我们。
Now the Creator helps us.
有神帮助我们，我还怕谁呢？
Who we fear if God is for us.
比如说如果我们真的过一个信靠神的生活，
If we are really trusting the Lord,
我发现我们真的在生活中许许多多看见神为我们预备许多的丰富，
You know there is abundance that Lord prepared for us.
这也是我们的见证。
That's our testimony.
因为这是不是我们生活的意义？
But is that the meaning of our life?
如果这是我们生活的意义，
If that's the meaning of our life,
我想这些朋友们讲的话是对的。
I think those gospel friends, what they say, were right.
那我们，都被提到主那里去是最好的。
And if we are just saved, then we will be raptured at us.
不行啊，那还不音呢。
And people say, no, that's not good. We should proclaim gospel.
其实呢，神派一个天使传的比我们传的好多了。
Actually, if God sent an angel come to share gospel, it would be much better.
恐怕比我们果效要好多了。
Maybe that was better result.
弟兄姊妹，神为什么今天要把我们摆在地上？
But why Lord still let us to live on
earth? 这种生活的意义到底是什么？
But what's the significance of Christian life?
我觉得这件事情是太重要了。
I think this is very important.
虽然我们重复了很多次。
Even I repeat this many times.
但我真的盼望，实在是圣灵把这件事情能够真实的能够开启在我们的里面。
I truly hope that the Holy Spirit will reveal this in our heart.
所以在彼得彼得第一章就特别给我们讲到这件事情。
So that in Philippians Chapter 1 tells us this.
今天不再是我们活着。
It tells us today we are no longer live by ourselves. Because this old man is already crucified
with Christ.
Now today, Jesus lives in me. If we are bold among everything,
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
We always, as always, we exalt His name, no matter by life or by death.
Magnify Him, yeah, magnify.
We magnify Him.
那这个是我们基督徒被摆在地上的生活的意义。
That's the significance of Christian to live on earth.
换一句话说。
In another word,
如果基督不能在我们身上照常显大，
if Jesus Christ will not be magnified through us,
我们在地上生活是毫无意义。
Our life on earth is meaningless.
因此你想一想，我们经过多少的艰难。
And dear brothers, think about how much tribulations we have to go through.
要毕业，我们要求主帮助我们能够考过那个毕业考。
When you graduate, you have to ask the Lord to help you to pass the exam.
如果我们毕业以后，我们要找工作，我们求神给我们预备工作。
And then you will ask Him to find your job.
有了工作，要求神给我们个绿卡。
And after you will ask Him to give you a green card.
有了孩子，这个家庭。
And then after green card, you will ask Him for a family.
有了家庭，还要求神给我们。生出孩子来
and then children
再买了房子
and then buy a house
因此我们在神里面一直求这些东西
we're always asking for such things
这些确实是我们生命中所需要的
indeed those are what we need
我们确实是经历到神真的是太现实了
we truly experience that he is so faithful
但这是不是我们基督徒生活的意义呢
but is that the significance of our life
哦这些什么我觉得腓立比书太宝贵了
And then I think the book of Philippians is very precious.
太我们知道基督徒生活的真实的价值和意义
It tells us the true meaning of Christian life.
在我们这些软弱人的身上
And through the weakness people like us.
竟然能让基督在我们身上显大
That Christ will be magnified through us.
如果基督在我们身上不能显大
If Jesus Christ cannot be magnified through us.
就是祷告神都垂听
Even though God hears all your prayers.
需要的你发现神都早都给好了
To provide all you need.
我们欢欢喜喜地过一辈子的生活。
We are live our life with joy.
一个非常幸福美满的人生。
And a blessed life.
因此我们生命毫无价值和意义。
But our life is no value and meaning.
因此呢，这里面给我们看见基督徒生活的意义太重要了。
Dear brothers and sisters, this tells us.The meaning of our life is very important. It will change our life and our service. It will change our mind too.
那么当我们读到第二章的时候
When we come to chapter 2,
这里面就首先他给我们看见说所以在基督里都有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯
It tells us if then there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy.
我觉得这样哈，那就应该满足了。
If we have this four, and we will be joyful.
当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们发现呢，他讲了这四样多么宝贵的事情啊。
And then when we read Bible, it tells us how precious this four matters is.
这个安慰。这些的劝勉，这些的交通，慈悲怜悯，从圣灵来的。
All this encouragement, consultation, love, compassion, and mercy is all from the Holy Spirit.
都是在基督里了。
It's in Christ.
这些，哇，这些多么宝贵啊
And how precious if we have this.
这些难道不能让我们里面欢喜快乐吗
？Can they satisfy us？
难道不能让我们的喜悦满足吗
？Can that is to be joyful？
但是你发现圣经还特别加了第二节。
But the Bible tells us there is a second verse.
他说：“你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思，一样的意念。”
And it says, "Be the same mind, have the same love, being in the heart and of one mind."
为什么加上这第二节
？And why there's the second verse?
但是如果没有这第二节了
，If there is a verse,
虽然第一节里讲的这四样东西都是非常的宝贵。
Even the four matters in verse one is very precious.
如果没有第二节，你就发现第三节、第四节的光景很可能就出现在小女的中间。
Without the second verse and in the situation in verse three and four, it will be appear to us.
这里面他说到有结党。
It says it means people, it's self-ambition.
因此你想想哈，如果我们中间有劝勉、有安慰、有交通、有慈悲和怜悯，但是我们中间却有结党。
If we have these four important matters, but we form groups.
因此如果我们中间有小圈圈。
If we have small groups.
你就发现哈，那个喜乐有的不仅不能满足。
And now you will discover those joy will not satisfy you.
甚至可能在我们中有许多。
And that also can be bring us sorrows.
我们读哥林多书信就很熟悉。
When we read the book of Corinth.
你就发现在哥林多教会的当中呢，他们就有许许多多什么丰富。
And in the church of Corinth, there was abundant from God.
他们的恩赐啊，是没有说没有一样是不及别人。
They are lack of nothing of gifts.
他们每一样的属灵恩赐都是那么丰富，都是那么全备。
They have all kinds of spiritual gifts.
但是你来到哥林多教会里面的时候，你发现啊。
But when you come to the Church of Corinth, you will find there is no joy.
他们哈可能以为基督在他们身上非常的显大。
And then they think they magnify Christ.
你看他们这么丰富。
You see they're so abundant.
他们有这么多的恩赐。
They have so many gifts.
你就发现他们中间的讲道那真的是没得比啊。
Their preaching is the best.
弟兄姊妹，你看看哥林多教会里的讲道怎么比呢
？And how can you compare to the sermon at the Church of Corinth？
那里有比亚道
，They have the sermon from。
那里有基那个亚波罗讲的道
，From Apollo。
而且还有保罗讲的道
，From Paul。
弟兄姊妹，有这三位这个弟兄们讲道，你想想那个聚会该多么丰富呢
？And you can imagine how abundant the gathering is because you have these three speakers.
我想如果我去那个聚会，今天听彼得讲，明天听雅各讲，后天听这个保罗讲，这个聚会多么喜乐的聚会啊
！If you go to such a gathering, you have the sermon from Peter, Paul, and Apollo, and it is so abundant.
真是每个月都开心的。
You are so joyful.
但是你发现在哥林多教会里确实没有喜乐。
But you will find there is no joy in the Church of Corinth.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们中间结党。
Because they have divisions.
他们分争。
And they divide into groups.
他们专顾己的事。
They are all mind their own interests.
在那里聚会的弟兄姊妹，他们讲到自己的事情。
They only have own business.
他们看自己比别人强。
They regard themselves better than the others.
弟兄姊妹，如果在聚会里面。
In the gathering,
你想想，如果每个人都看自己比别人强
，If everyone regard themselves better than the others,
虽然我们中间有劝勉、有安慰、有交通、有慈悲和怜悯
，Even
你觉得会有喜乐吗
？Even though we have consolation, we have sharing, we have compassion and mercy, do you think you can find joy？
虽然在哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹当中，他们感觉基督在他们中真的是非常显大的。
Even brothers and sisters at Church of Corinth, they felt that Christ is magnified.
但是当你进到他们中，你知道那个实际上基督显大的那个情形，不像他们想象的那样。
But if you are with them, and the situation that Jesus magnified is not they think.
弟兄姊妹，所以这里面这第二句就非常重要。
So verse 2 is very important.
他说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思，一样的意念。
Be of the same mind, have the same love, being in the full accord and of the one mind.
这些圣经太重要了。
This is very important.
那你说这到底
和谁一样的心思。
And you say, with whose mind? The same mind with whose?
是同谁的意念
？And with, whose hearts?
是你的意念还是我的意念呢
？Same as yours or mine?
就是我们大家商量出一个意念，我们都妥协一下，我们共同都有这么一个商量出来的意念。
We compromise. We set up one.
我们看见圣经它启示的时候非常的严谨。
And when the Bible reveals, it is very precisely.
所以到了第五节，它就告诉我们那个答案。
So at verse 5, it tells us the answer.
它就说，你们当以定耶稣的心为心。
Let the same mind be in you and was in Christ Jesus.
当神儿女以基督耶稣的心为心的时候。
When we set the mind as of Jesus Christ,
那就是一样的心思，一样的意念。
That is the one mind.
那就是意念相同，爱心相同。
That is the same mind and the same love.
你就发现那个喜乐就满足。
Then we will be satisfied and joyful.
为什么是他喜乐会满足
？Why Apostle Paul says that he is so joyful and satisfied?
如果我那个时候是被关在监牢的里面
，He was in prison.
他是身上带着锁链的。
He was chained.
这样的一个人怎么会有满足的喜乐呢
？Such person, how can he have joy?
因为当神的儿女都以基督耶稣的心为心的时候
，For if all the children of God has the mind as of Jesus Christ,
你就看见基督在他们中间显大。
And you will see Christ will be magnified among them.
当保罗看见基督显大的时候，他就欢喜。
When Paul sees Christ was magnified, he is joyful.
这告诉我们嘛？第一章岂不是这样告诉我
？It tells us in chapter one.
只要基督显大，我就欢喜。
And then when Christ is magnified, I'll be joyful.
而且还有欢喜。
And there will be more joy.
让使徒保罗里面唯一欢喜快乐的原因，让他里面唯一能满足喜乐的原因，就是基督在神儿女中间显大了。
The only reason that make him satisfied is when Christ will be magnified.
弟兄姊妹，以基督耶稣的心为心。
Brothers and sisters, set the same mind as of Christ Jesus.
因为这件事情何等的重要。
And how important it is.
因为这件事情乃是基督有没有在我们身上显大的尺度。
And this is the measurement that if Jesus Christ is magnified.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在教会的生活和侍奉的当中
If at the church life and service
可能我们没有彼得的讲道
Maybe we don't have such sermons from
我们更配不上亚波罗和我的讲道
And the sermon is not as Apollo and Paul
好像我们今天的讲道好像太软弱了
The sermon is weak
但是我们今天体会哈我们大家都以基督耶稣的心为心。
But all brothers and sisters will set the mind as of the Christ.
你就发现，在我们聚会中充满了满足的喜乐。
You will discover that they will be full of joy.
因为基督在我们中间显大。
Because Christ is magnified among us.
什么是基督显大？弟兄姊妹，我们里面都会非常喜乐。
Whenever Christ was magnified, then we will have joy.
所以，当我们每一次读这个腓立比书第二章的时候
Each time we read the second chapter of Philippians
我们发现这一节圣经
And then we will discover this verse
第五节
Verse 5
好像是这整个这一章的一个中心
It's the focal point of this whole chapter
就是以基督耶稣的心为心
Let the same be in you as of in Christ Jesus
为什么是以基督耶稣的心呢
Why have to set the mind as of the same as of the in Christ Jesus
这个心呢在这个在这英文大家如果你懂英文的话它就说是那个心思就是我们的那个思想说的
Chinese is heart, English is mind
那么这个思想是什么
And what is the mind
思想啊就决定了我们这个人
The mind will define this person.
你发现我们这个人怎么思想，我们这个人就怎么行事为人。
How do we act? It depends on our minds.
你箴言第四章就特别清楚地告诉我们说，你们要保守你们的心思，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都是从心思里面发出来的。
In Proverbs chapter 4, it says, above all things. guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人怎么想事情，你发现你我的实行人是怎样？
How do we think? So does our action.
很多时候我们外面的行为不大靠得住的。
Sometimes our outward actions are not dependable.
那个里面的心思啊，那个才是我们这个人。
The mind within us is true who is our true ourselves.
外面的行为可是一模一样。
Can be reviewed as same as you are.
但是你里面的那个心思可以完全的不一样。
But your mind can be totally different.
我们跟大家讲过这个这个亚伯和该隐献祭的事情。
We're talking about the sacrifice that Abel and Cain offered.
但是亚伯和该隐他们就从外面的行为来讲看不出什么不同。
Outwardly, there's nothing different.
好像都是一样的。
Looks the same.
他们都到神面前去献祭的。
They all sacrifice before God.
我们读圣经，我们知道那个背后的心思完全不一样。
But after we read, we know the mind behind it is so different.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说这个心思啊，就决定了。
You know the mind defines our being.
基督耶稣的心思是什么意思？
What is the meaning that the mind of the Christ Jesus?
基督耶稣的心就是整个主耶稣基督在地上的生活行事为人。
The mind of Christ Jesus is talking about his whole being on when he lived on earth.
是怎样的一个情形？
And then what is his life on earth?
换句话说，当基督的生命在一个肉身里彰显出来的时候，他的那个表现是怎样的？
And then what is the life of Christ magnified? I mean, manifested through Christ. What is his life?
刚才我们说了，我们基督徒生活的意义乃是叫基督在我们身上显大。
We just talking about the meaning of Christian life is to magnify Christ.
我们基督在我们身上显大，到底是怎样的情形？
And then what's the situation if Christ magnified through us?
基督呢是我们的生命。
And then Christ is our life.
他在我们里面，他要活出来。
And it will reveal to us.
这个生命活出来那个样子是怎样？
And then what does it look like if we live like out?
第二章就给我们看到这一个生命如果在我们显大的话。
And chapter 2 tells us this life will be manifested to us.
表现出来的是怎样一个样子？
And what does it look like?
所以这里面给我们看到主耶稣基督生活行事为人的榜样。
And here tells us the example that's the and that's what Jesus Christ was.
有的时候基督在我身上显大了。
And sometimes and Christ was magnified through me.
有的时候基督在他身上显大了。
And some others is magnified through him.
或者说基督在我们中间显大了。
Or it's magnified among the midst of us.
到底有没有显大？
And is it true magnified?
真的显大了吗？
Is it true?
我们就来看一看到底这里有没有基督耶稣的心。
And then let us to see if there is a mind of Christ Jesus.
是不是我们都以基督耶稣的心为心？
Are we all set the same mind as of the Christ Jesus?
所以我们看看从第六节。
And then start from verse 6.
一直到第十一节。
To verse 11.
第几节的圣经，我盼望我们至少我们在通信的弟兄姊妹们都要把它背下来。
I hope the brother and sister who just saved, I hope you memorize those verses.
这实在是太重要了。
This is so important.
因为这几节圣经就给我们看见我们的主耶稣基督他生活的榜样。
Because those verses tell us examples from our Lord.
我们可以在主的面前来对照一下。
You can reflect this to our life.
我们说我们让基督在我们身上显大。
We say we want the Christ to be magnified.
我们像哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹一样，我们这个胆子基督真的显大了。
Sometimes we felt like we are like the Church of Corinth. We felt that He is magnified.
但是我们稍微读一下。
But let's read this.
我们看一下从第六节到第十一节这里所讲的，我们就晓得基督有没有在我们身上真的像我们想象的那样显大。
Let's check through those verses. Is He truly magnified through us?
从这里面我们就稍微看一下。
Let's look at.
当然我们知道这里面讲的真的，我个人觉得，就我个人来讲，我觉得我算不上。
For myself, I think I'm not worthy to talk about this.
我不是说我这个像我没有显大机，而且就这些话，我觉得真的有的时候我们根本没有办法进入那个里面去讲的。
As of me, I think there is no way for us to enter what he's talking about.
但是我们读的时候就有个印象。
But when we read, we have impression.
就是当基督在我们身显大的时候
It is when Christ is magnified through us
那是一个谦卑对不对
It was humbleness
对吧你就会有个谦卑的感觉对不对
And after you read you know there is humbleness
也有一个顺服的感觉对吧
And there is obedience
还有舍己对不对
And it is denying
至少在里面 你可能具体的可能你的解释可能跟我是一样
Maybe your explanation is different than mine
但是我们读过以后，至少我们里面有这三方面的感觉。
But after you read this, you at least you have those three aspects.
基督在一个人身上显大的时候
，When Christ was magnifying a person，
他是谦卑的
，He is humble，
他是顺服
，He did，
他是舍己
，And then he is denying himself。
所以这是我们读过以后有这样一个印象。
And then this is the impression after reading。
如果没有这几样。
Without those,
如果在我们生命中的表现给人的印象不是这三个方面
if our expression is not on those points
很可能在我们身上那个显大、啊、不像我们想象的那么多
maybe the magnificent you think is not what you think
所以我们下面就稍微仔细来看一下
And then、let's read this carefully
第六节他说他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为抢夺的
Verse 6 it says who, though he was in the form of God but did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped
这里说到我们的主他就是神
And here talking about our Lord is God
他实在就是神
He indeed is God He was one's father.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，神的儿子和父完完全全合而为一的。
And the Son of God and the Father, they are unified.
是因为神。
They are one.
他们可以是同尊同荣。
They are honored and exalted the same.
但这里面，他们不以与神同等为强夺。
But he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped.
这是什么意思
What does it mean?
不强调自己的重要性
It means not emphasize how important he is
不是以自己为中心
He's not self-centered
你知道吗这一个灵这一个感觉和今天这世上的心思是完全背道而驰的
And such spirit is totally different than what people have
你发现今天的世上的心思就别说同等了
And then on this earth people are not even talking about equality
差得很远了还要去强夺了
Even they are far beyond they have grasped
我们说宇宙中头一个强夺的是谁对不对
You know who's the first one to go to
但是有一个天使长
There is an angel
他明明是受造主
He was created
他却要抢夺神儿子的地位
But he wants to graspthe position of the Son of God
他说他要坐在宝座上
he wants to be seated in
他要高举自己的宝座
and he will hide his own name
他要与至上者同等
he won't be equal with the highest most high
因为你发现说这个世界的灵在我们多久之前深深地进入到我们的里面
such worldly spirit is in us
这个灵在我们每一个人的里面
This spirit is in all of us.
虽然我们今天没人得救
Even we are saved.
但你发现我们的心思很多时候还是世界的心思
But our mind many times are the same mind as the worldly people.
哎呀，你知道人在神的面前，你就发现说，常常是想到是自己的地位。
And people always think themselves.
觉得自己非常重要。
They think themselves are very important.
生怕别人忽略自己。
And they are afraid that other people
won't. 如果别人把我们摆在一边。
If people ignore us.
因此你发现我们里面的感觉是很难过的。
And we feel so.
我反观如果人家称赞我们一下。
On the other hand, if people compliment us.
抬举我们一下。
And they praise us.
那里面那个感觉是很舒服的。
You will feel very comfortable.
你知道这个我们跟这个像我出去我就跟弟兄们说我说我是做弟兄的。
When I go other places, I'll tell them I'm just a brother.
哎呀， 那怎么只是个弟兄呢？
And how come you're just a brother?
你应该至少是个牧师嘛。
At least you're a pastor.
你说这个弟兄上去讲到我们这个聚会都好像矮一截，你知道吗？
If a brother go to the podium, this whole gathering is kind of low.
好，我就觉得你看看，咱们这个学谦卑的功夫多么好。
You see, I'm how humble I am.
你看看这个，你看我们就做弟兄就可以了。
And I just regard myself just a brother.
我记得有一次和一个弟兄，我们陪一个去看医生。
And one time I accompanied brother to go to see doctor.
你说那个医生呢，他真的是很礼貌的。
The doctor is very polite.
我们谈话之间呢，他就称呼我一下。
And then during our conversation, he tried to call me.
他大概知道我在做什么。
He seems to know what I'm doing.
他说的一个词，我开始还没有太听得清楚。
He said one word that I didn't understand at
all. 让我以为感到很舒服的是。
But I feel very comfortable.
他说是 Reverend Chen.
He said Reverend Chen.
可尊敬、可敬畏的 Chen.
That means the honorable Chen.
哎呀，
honorable Chen.
那个比那个牧师的感觉还好一点吗？
It sounds even better than pastor.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个世界的心思在我们的骨子里面了。
You know this worldly mind is set in our bone.
弟兄姊妹，这个心思不在里面。基督耶稣的心思不在。
But the mind of Christ is not in.
不要以为我们里面有基督耶稣的心。
Don't think we have the mind of the Christ.
但我们这个骨子里面所存的不是基督耶稣所存的那个心思。
And then in our nature, there is not the mind of Christ.
是那个世界的心思。
But is the worldly mind.
是那个叫高抬自己的心。
Is the mind that to exalt ourselves.
是自我为中心的那个心。
It's self-centered mind.
而且这里面我们看到的主他这里边看到基督耶稣的心思不仅仅是不与与神同等为强夺。
You're talking about the mind of the Christ not only to equality with God to, as something to be grasped
反倒虚己
but also emptied himself.
我不懂这个话什么意思。
I didn't understand.
这个英文说就是倒空他自己。
English says to empty himself.
因为我不晓得你懂不懂。
I don't know if you understand this.
至少我不大容易进入那个感觉。
But we probably don't really understand.
当然我们知道那主他不可能倒空他的身体。
Of course we know he would not empty his divine nature.
做人他还是神。
Even though he became a man, but he is God.
他的本性没有办法倒空的。
That's his nature, he cannot be.Empty that part.
但是他倒空他的尊贵荣耀他的地位他的丰富他统统倒空了。
But he emptied his honor and his power.
因此我不晓得你我明白不明白。
But I don't know if you and I will understand.
你想想我但是就是我这个人好了。
And then take me as an example.
如果是让我倒空的话。
If God won't empty me.
你知道能倒出什么东西来吗？
What I can pour it out.
除了血气肉体没什么好道的
It's old flesh
在神的眼中不过都是一些垃圾就是了
It's all garbage in the eyes of God
但是我们还舍不得倒出去
But we do not really to pour it out
哎，我们觉得好宝贵啊
We treasure them
倒出自己那真的是觉得那是觉得好像背了十字架一样的。
Empty ourselves is kind we take part.
甚至我还觉得我们觉得位置还摆上了，对不对
？And sometimes we think we offer for the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的想一想基督耶稣的心思的话
，If we really think about the mind of Christ，
他倒空是什么
？And what did he empty？
跟我们倒空的完全不一样，弟兄姊妹。
It's different than what we empty ourselves.
甚至。他在地上行走的时候圣经上给我们看见他把他的全知全能无所不在统统倒空
Even when he walked on the earth he emptied all his full wisdom and full power
所以他在地上的时候给我们看见他是一个祷告的人对不对
And when he on the earth we know he is a person of prayer he always pray
他说父母才知道那一天对不对
He said only father knows the day
有的时候我们读这些圣经怎么会明白呢
When we read this how can we understand this
怎么会不知道呢
How can we doesn't know
晓得
We don't know
基督耶稣的心思是把自己都通了
The mind of Christ Jesus emptied himself.
他说我看见父做了我才做。
I only do when Father do.
我听见父说的我才说。
I only speak when Father speaks.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我们这些人多么需要神的怜悯，对不对？
I mean, how much mercy we need from God.
我们需要神的大能的膀臂来帮助我们，对不对？
We need His mighty arm to help us.
但是你知道，很多时候祷告是我们最后一招。
But sometimes you know to pray is our last
means.
If lawyer can help us to apply our green card,
还需要祷告吗？
Do we need pray?
就算祷告，也就是安慰一下，对不对？
Even if you pray, it's just comfort yourself.
实在是一个律师都靠不上了。
And if there is no lawyer can help you,
那现在需要祷告了。
Then you really need to pray.
如果现在你出去找工作，三个公司全都要你了。
If you go look for a job, there's three companies you.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候的我们这个祷告是完全是常常是安慰自己的。
Many times our prayers is just to comfort ourselves. If there's no company hiring, you send out many resumes. You waited for two days, no response. Then you think we need to pray. But you will see in the mind of Christ Jesus.We will not depend on ourselves.
我们这种只要还有一点点的本事。
If we have the less,
只要还有一点点可以靠得住的东西。
If we have a little bit that we can depend on ourselves.
那个网上还可以找点资料，对不对？
At least we can search some information online.
那个祷告在我们的生活里面总是好像放在最后一点。
The prayer is kind of the last means.
实在是没办法了，咱们开始祷告。
There's no way out. We pray.
弟兄姊妹，这跟基督耶稣的心思是完全不一样。
This is totally in the mind of Christ Jesus.
不以与神同等为强夺。
He did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，反倒倒空自己。
But emptied himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么心思呢？
And what kind of mind is this?
这需要圣灵把这个心思转变做成在我们的里面。
We need the Holy Spirit set this mind in us and into
become in us.
Because we don't have such mind.
后面他告诉我们说。取了奴仆的形象。
And it tells us he taking the form of a bond servant.
我不晓得在我们中间谁想要取个奴仆的形象。
I don't know if any of you want to take a form of a bond servant.
我记得在读书的时候，我们的老板他非常不喜欢他的工作。
When I was studying, my boss doesn't like his job.
他说如果让我可以重新选择的话
If I have chance to choose again
我绝不当教授
I to be a professor
啊，我要做这个我要做那个
I want to be this and that
然后他让我们这些做学生的去想
And then he led us to think about
哎呀你们马上就要毕业了
You will be graduate soon
所以你们毕业你们做什么
You think of what you want to do
哎呀我们使劲想
And then we just really think
哦，我们想象力还可以的
Our imagination is pretty good
我告诉你，没有一个人想着做奴仆的。
None of us want to be a.
从来没进入过我们的心思。
This never entered our mind.
从来没有。
Never.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做取代奴仆的形象？
What does it mean to take a form of a bond slave?
他来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命。做多人的属下
He came not to be served but to serve others
这一个形象在原文里面非常特别
This form is very special
这一个形象是不改变
This form never changes
就当主这里说的他那个心思取这个形象的时候
It's the mind to take the form of
这是他的地上一生所取的形象
This is the form in his entire life when he on earth
中间我们有的也想服侍一下
And sometimes we want to serve
但是你发现有的时候我们想换一下这个形象
Sometimes we want to change form
昨天我们已经服侍过了
We served yesterday
今天得稍微休息一下
Then we rest today
你问问那些奴隶，那些奴仆。
Ask the slaves.
昨天给主人做事情。
They worked for the master yesterday.
是不是今天就说放假？
Can they take break today?
对不对？是不是昨天服侍了很多的客人？
And then he served many guests yesterday.
早上起来，主人的需要我都不管。
And I will not serve my master this morning.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个娶奴仆的形象，跟我们今天想到一般的我们有点不是一样的。
To take the form of a bond servant is different than what we think about the
slave. 那个是一直站在一个侍奉的地位。
It's standing on the position to serve.
一个没有任何自己权利的一个地位。
That's the position have no rights.
是别人向他发号施令的。
It's all other people command.
在那里一直要听命，一直要顺服的。
He has always to listen to obey.
是不能够跟主人讲理由的。
He can't reason to his master.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个奴仆的形象，那是基督耶稣的心思。
The form of a bond servant is the mind of Christ.
但你发现这一位荣耀的神。
But you will discover this glorious God.
这一位万有的主宰。
This master of the universe.
他的荣耀的权柄正是在这一个奴仆的形象里彰显出来。
His divine power is manifested through this bond servant.
主说你们中间谁伟大，谁要为你们的什么？
The Lord tells us if one of you wants to be the greatest, you need to be the servant of all. Who wants to be master? You will be the servant to all.
好的，弟兄姊妹，这是基督耶稣的心思。
This is the mind of Christ.
因为这是属灵的权柄。
Because this is the spiritual power.
属灵的权柄和属世的权柄完全不一样。
The spiritual power is totally different than the worldly power.
你知道这一个属灵的权柄只能够在这个奴仆的形象里面彰显出来。
The spiritual power only manifested through this bond servant.
我想我们读圣经，我们都很稀奇摩西的经历，对吧？
When we read Bible, we're all amazed.About the experience of Moses.
你知道摩西啊，他真的是他的经历太稀奇了。
No, the experience from Moses is really amazing.
他在主耶稣在地上的时候，在变化山上，竟然能看见那个神的荣耀。
At the Transfiguration Mountain, he will see the glory of God.
我不知道当时摩西怎么想。
I don't know what Moses think about at the moment.
全世界这么多人啊。
Among all people in the world,
这
Maybe Moses thought that is what I ask in the wilderness of Sinai.
在你的西乃旷野，摩西向神祈求说：“求你将你的荣耀显给我看。”
At the wilderness of Sinai, Moses asked God, "Can you show me your glory?"
神跟他说：“你不能看见我的荣耀。”
God told him, "You cannot see my glory."
你只能看见我的背。
You can only see my back.
摩西的里面真的是恐怕很失望。
Maybe Moses was very disappointed.
但是神没有推却他的祷告。
But Lord didn't deny her.
哎呀，过了这个差不多2000多年、3000年的时间了，我在变化山上让他看见了那个神的荣耀。
After 2,000 to 3,000 years, and God let him see the glory at the Transfiguration.
他相信摩西那个时候，他们非常的稀奇。
I think Moses will be very amazed.
他一定没有想到。
He never imagined.
这么荣耀神的形象。
And such glory is in God.
这样大的神的荣耀。
The greatest glory of God.
竟然在一个奴仆的形象里彰显了出来。
Was revealed in the servant.
他看见的是一个卑微的奴仆的形象。
What we saw is the image of a bond servant.
但他发现那个神的荣耀在这一个奴仆的形象的身上没有限量彰显的出来。
And he saw the glory is unlimited through this bond servant.
弟兄姊妹，基督耶稣的心思。
The brothers and sisters mind of Christ Jesus.
如果这个心思在我们的里面，
If such mind is in us,
基督在我们身上照常显大。
Jesus Christ, as always, will be magnified.
主耶稣在地上非常看重这个奴仆的形象。
Our Lord Jesus, when He on the earth, He was very emphasized on His form of a servant.
要为我们上十字架之前。
Until before He went to the cross.
你读的时候，你就非常的稀奇。
When you read Bible, you will be amazed.
他一直取的是这个奴仆的形象。
The form He took is always the same as the one.
这是基督耶稣的心思。
That's the mind of Christ Jesus.
我相信摩西那天可能有点惭愧。
I believe that Moses probably feel a little ashamed that day.
想到当年他不能够进到迦南美地。
When he thought about he couldn't enter the land of Canaan.
可能那个时候真正明白那个原因是什么。
Maybe at that time he understand the reason why.
因为在那一个以色列人悖逆在那里要水喝的时候。
When Israelites were sin against God, he wanted water.
他没有取那个奴仆的形象。
He didn't take the form of a bond servant.
他一直是取一个奴仆的形象的。
But
就在那一刻他觉得这个形象没有办法，好像神的形象，好像不是这个奴仆的形象。
He thought the form of a God is not the form of a bond servant.
主的权柄怎么能够在奴仆的形象彰显出来呢
？How can the spiritual power be revealed from a bond servant？
那个时候，
当
然应该实行属灵权柄。
But Moses thought he probably will have to have to carry the power.
38 years, you 能怎么在神面前还是这个样子？
30 years passed. Why? How come you are the same before the Lord?
我觉得你相信的有一个人能得救38年了。
If you think a person is saved for 38 years,
他38年前问的问题和38年以后问的问题一模一样啊。
If he asked the same question before and after 38 years,
摩西觉得他需要实行属灵权柄啊。
And then Moses think he should act, he carry out his spiritual power.
他在变化身上，我相信他明白。
I think he understand on the Transfiguration Mountain.
为什么神说他没有尊耶和华为圣？他没有尊耶和华。
谁没有？
摩西。
And then why God tell him and Moses didn't and then hold how to say be respect the Lord as holy.
弟兄姊妹，因为他那个时候弃绝了那一个，或者轻看了那个奴仆的形象。
Maybe he despised the form of a bond servant.
我想时间的缘故，我们不能一个一个跟大家这样仔细的来看。
The time is limited, then I'll check one by one.
我们看见就是在基督里面的心思。
But we know this mind in Christ Jesus.
不与女生同等为强。
Did not regard equality with God as something to be
boasted,
but emptied himself,
take
the form of a bond servant,
而且成了人的样式
being born in a human likeness.
因为这里说的这个人的样式，那是神起初造人的时候那个样子。
Here talking about the human likeness is at the beginning when God created man.
在人犯罪堕落之前的那个样子。
That's before the falling of man.
你仔细看看人在犯罪堕落之前是什么样子的。
And then what man looked like before it's fallen.
神在起初造人的时候说，要让人彰显他的荣耀，来彰显他的全能。
When God created man, He said, and He will let man manifest His image and power.
因为神要让是照着他的形象造女的。
Because He created man and woman according His own image.
所以起初神造的人的意念是。
What is the mind that God towards the man?
因为我们是个人。
If we are a man,
we are not animal.
We're not animal.
我们是人的话。
If we are truly a man,
人在神的意念里是什么意念呢？
What is the concept of a man in the eyes of God?
就是从来不求自己的荣耀。
That we never ask the glory for ourselves.
单单求神的荣耀。
only as the glory of God.
从来不表现自己。
We would not manifest ourselves.
只表现神的荣耀。
We only manifest the glory of God.
你看这创世第一章是不是这个意思？
When you read chapter one of Genesis.
因为你说人是照着神的形象造的嘛。
Because men are created by the image of God.
所以人是不彰显自己的。
So man should not manifest himself. We should not express ourselves. Created to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现今天很多时候，我们在生活里，我们盼望能表现自己一下。
And many times when we live, when we serve, we try to magnify ourselves.
你发现很多时候。不是基督在显大。
Many times it's not we magnify Christ.
什么时候我们在表现自己的时候？
And whenever we show off ourselves.
恐怕是我们的恩赐显大。
And probably as we magnify our gifts.
可能是我们讲道显大了。
Maybe we magnify our sermon.
也可能是我们工作显大了。
Maybe we magnify our works.
或者我们的名声显大了。
Or our fame.
弟兄姊妹，很可能不是基督显大。
Maybe it's not Christ be magnified. Precisely, it is not the magnificence of Christ. It is we magnify ourselves.
基督耶稣的心思不是这样。
The mind of Jesus Christ is not like
this. 基督耶稣的心思是只表现神。
The mind of Christ is only glorify God.
借用人的样。
And then, since he has the form of human likeness.And he humbled himself.
对，就是他谦卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
他降卑他自己。
He lowered himself.
他微小他自己。
He minimized himself.
微小到什么地步呢？
And then to the point.
我们读诗篇二十二篇，那里特别告诉我们，他微小到一个地步。大卫被圣灵感动的时候，这样告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 2, he was so 22. He was so low that he.Through David, it tells us.
他说我不是人，我是虫。
He said, "I'm not a man, but a worm."
连做人的权利，我们的主都放下。
And our Lord even put off the right to be a man.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天很多的时候，我们觉得有谁能碰我们一下
？And many times we think, "Who can against us?"
如果你稍微碰我一下，我要让你尝尝我的厉害。
If people defend us, I will defend back.
我虽然不要做神，我不像撒旦那样卑微的。
I will not like Satan.
我也不像可拉那样非要做个祭司的职位，我只要做个平信徒就可以了。
I don't want to be like Korah to be a priest. I just want to be a regular Christian.
我根本不想让你们像那喊的那样做个属灵人，不需要的，我根本不需要。
I don't want to be you so-called a spiritual man.
但是你真的要碰碰我的话。
But if you against me,
那你要尝尝我的厉害啊。
You will see how.
至少我不是愚昧的嘛，对不对
？At least I'm not a coward.
我弟兄姊妹，你像那个小虫，你能不能碰它
？Can you really against a little worm?
是个小虫啊。
It's just a little tiny bug.
你就是连彼得都可以责备他。
And even Peter can rebuke him.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，今天有几个人可以胆敢责备我们
？And think about how many people dare to rebuke you.
弟兄姊妹，要跟我们说，跟我们难过啊！我告诉你。
If people say no, we will sorrow a long time.
你发现我们都小的卑微，我们的孩子慢慢大了嘛
？You know our children up.
你跟你孩子说 no 试试看。
You know to your children.
你要跟他，他要跟你说 no， 对不对
？And then he said no to you too.
都不是家长跟儿女说 no 啊。
It is not parents say no to children.
今天是儿女向家长说 no 啊。
Now it's the children say no to parents.
我们这里说的是个弯曲悖谬的时代啊。
Here talking about is a crooked and perverse generation.
我们那次这个飞机上落的时候，我们说儿女就看见我们自己嘛。
And at the baby shower, we said that the children is the manifestation of ourselves.
儿女为什么？就跟没人敢了，没有敢有人跟他说 no 啊。
And then why people don't dare to say no to your children?
其实没有人敢跟我说 no 啊。
Naturally, people did not dare to say no to me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是 这跟基督耶稣的心是差多累了。
This is far like the mind of the Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果这种的心思充满在我们中间呢
？If such is true in our minds,
你觉得我们中间有多少喜乐吗
？Do you think we will have?
你觉得基督的多少的彰显
？Do you think how many manifestation that will be among us?
他自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
重新顺服。
And then he became obedient.
重新就是顺服。
To become obedient is to obey.
心里想的就是顺服。
He determined to obey.
只想着顺服。
The only thing he wants to do is to obey.
只想着神的旨意可以成就。
He only think about to accomplish the will of God.
不想别的。
Not other things.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们想的太多。
And then there are so many things in our minds.
我们顾虑这个，顾虑这个。
We worry about this and that.
我们恐怕常常没有想到，我们今天是在地上是一般应该遵行神旨意的一般人。
Probably we don't think we are the group of people we should obey the will of God.
这里面说他从此顺服，以至于死。
Jesus says became obedient to the point of death.
完全。
And then totally.Obey.
那是什么叫完？什么叫理智的死
？And what is? What does it mean to one of death?
就完全把自己放在里面，没有自己。
And then he denied himself.
这是基督耶稣的心。
That is the mind of Christ Jesus.
这却是得胜的圣徒，弟兄姊妹。
But this is the victorious obedience.
耶稣在十字架上为什么胜过了魔鬼
？And why Lord overcome Satan on cross?
就因为他顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Because he became obedient to the point to the death.Point of death and even death on cross.
今天很多时候我们说我们中间我们身上难处都是魔鬼的作为。
And many times we say the hardship is that Satan gave it to us.
我们说我们的孩子是跟魔鬼做朋友了。
And we say our children to be the friend of Satan.
我们说我们自己都是撒旦这样来搅扰我们。
And we think it's all because of Satan disturbed us.
弟兄姊妹。你知道撒旦不在我们外面啊
？And then you know the Satan is now outside.
撒旦在我们里面呢、啊。
It's within us.
所以你在那边去找撒旦找不到的。
If you try Satan outwardly, you couldn't find him.
很多时候我们说我们的配偶是。
Sometimes it is our spouse.
哎呀，看着真像啊。
It's just like him.
老板更像，我告诉你。
And then our boss is even like more.
因为什么？你就发现哈，在我们生活一直是失败的。
I mean that's why we fail all the time.
你把所有的老板全给消灭了。
And then if you destroy all bosses.
把所有的人类是魔鬼全给消灭了。
If you destroy all the people like you think is their Satan.
因为你还是失败，我告诉你。
But you still fail.
这里面就给我们看见。他顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he tells us he became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以神就将他圣名至高。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him.
赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的荣耀呢
？And how glorious!
为什么？为什么神可以把他升为至高
？Why God can exalt him on high？
弟兄姊妹，一个以基督耶稣的心为心的一个人
，A person who has the mind as of Christ Jesus，
你可以把他放在宇宙中最低的地方。
You can put him in the lowest spot on the universe。
他把荣耀归给谁
？But he will give glory to God。
你也可以把它放在宇宙中最高的。
You can put him on the highest point of the universe.
还是使荣耀归于父神。
He's still glorified God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不以基督耶稣的心为
，If we don't take the mind of as of Christ Jesus，
把我们摆在哪里都会出事情。
No matter where we put you, we will have.Put us, we will have problems.
把我们摆得低了，我们会出事情。
And put us too low, we will have troubles.
把我们摆得太高了，一定出事情。
If we put us on a high spot, we will be corrupted.
就算把我们摆的是，我还觉得 boring.
If put us in a suitable position, we will feel boring.
因此呢，这里面给我们看见，神的儿女中间需要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So here let us to see among the children of God, we should set the mind as of in Christ
Jesus.
In this way, then Jesus Christ will be magnified among us. And there will be satisfaction among the midst of the children of God. You say the mind of Jesus Christ is so wonderful. How can we put this mind in us?
后面我们稍微提一下，因为我们每一次讲到主的真理的时候，我们都会重复的，所以我稍微提一下就可以了。
Let's just remind, because each time when we talk about the truth of God, we will mention this.
所以从后面十二节开始
，start from verse 12，
他就告诉我们说：“说你们哈、啊、不但是常顺服的，不仅是既是常顺服的，在我在你们那里，就是如今不在你们那里。”更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
It says, just have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but not even now in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
如果我们听英文的这个翻译哈，他说做成你们得救的功夫，就是如果直接翻出来的话，就是活出你们的救恩。
And in the English version, there's a work out your own salvation.
Live out your salvation.
Live out your salvation.
基督的生命在我们就是这个 salvation， 就是这个救恩。
If the life of Christ living us is the salvation.
中文当中得救在原文呢，那个是救恩。
And Chinese version is to be saved. In the original version, is the salvation.
那个救恩就是指的基督说的。
The salvation is Christ.
这里就告诉我们说，我们要让基督从我们活出来。
And here tells us we need live it Christ out.
基督怎么从我们活出来
？How can we live out Christ？
怎么样能显出那个基督耶稣的心，那个生活的榜样呢
？How can we be typical of the mind of Christ Jesus？
他后面就告诉我们十三。
And then verse 13 tells us.
因信之行事。都是神在你们心里运行，为了成就他的美意。
For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
这个救恩在我们里面，它不会不动的。
The salvation within us, it will not work. It has to work.
它运行了。
It will work.
他是神在我们里面运行啊
！God will work in us。
神借着住在我们里面的基督，借着在我们里面的圣灵，他要在那里运行。
Through the Holy Spirit dwells in us, He will work。
当他在那里运行，当他在那里运行的时候
，When He operates，
我们只负一个责任。
We only take one responsibility。
就是十二节的那个责任。
Is the verse 12.
我们顺着神的这个运行，我们立志。
And then we will.
顺着神的运行，我们行事。
And to His word, we work.
你就发现，救恩就从我们里面活出来。
You will discover that salvation will live out.
所以我们每一次讲到我们救恩的时候
，Each time we're talking about the salvation.
说实在，使徒保罗每一次提到救恩的时候
，When Apostle Paul mentioned about salvation,
他都讲的是。最最基本的基要的真理。
He's talking about the basic, principles.
他就让我们来摸里面那一个生命的感觉。
He led us to know, the life from
the inside. 这个生命的感觉就让我们里面有个立志。
And this life will let us to will.
这个生命的感觉就让我们行事。
This will and this life will let us to
work. 不仅这个生命在我们里面运行
，Not only this life work within us.
神在外面也运行的
，And also work outwardly.
所以在外面运行的时候，我们就学习服在神大能的手下。
Outwardly, if it works, and we will obey to His power.
他就说，凡所行的都不要发言起争论。
And in His all things without murmuring and arguing.
弟兄姊妹。这里说到，在弯曲悖谬的时代里面，好像明光照耀。
And here talking about the children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation.
告诉我们，整个世界是黑暗的。
It tells us this whole world is in darkness.
整个世界黑暗到一个地步。
It's so dark to the point.
只有我一个在那里感恩的人。
If there is one people give praise to God,
而不是发愿意,
it's not complaining,
而不是起争论,
It is not arguing.
你发现那个光就照出去了。
And the light will be shining out.
什么又让我们照像太阳那么大的光没有？
And God didn't ask us to be shining as a sun so bright.
因此，每当老板没有照着公义来带他的仆人的时候
，When the boss didn't treat his servant righteousness.
毕竟这公司里面有一个人感恩。
If you see there are people being grace in as a company,
其他每个人呢都发怨言其中的。
All others are all murmuring and arguing.
弟兄姊妹，不要担心你没有光。
And then do not worry there is no light in you.
凡所行的，都不发怨言其中。
Do all things without murmuring and arguing.
因为神要成就他的美意。
Because God will accomplish the work for His good purpose.
那个美意是什么？
What is His good purpose?
就是基督在我们身上显大。
That is Christ will magnify through us.
弟兄姊妹，不是让你运到一个非常公平的环境里。
It is not to put you in a very fair
environment.
It's not an environment that
everybody obeys you.
It's not an environment that people obey you.
弟兄姊妹，你这整个人世代是一个多么黑暗的世代啊！
You know, this whole generation is in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现神的儿女温和。一点点就够了。
You should dissipate light from the children of God.
像在那个伸手不见五指的黑夜里面。
When you seek in the deep dark night.
只要一点点的光。
You only need a little bit light.
很远的你就看见。
And people will see it from distance.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们身上没有光。
And many times there is no light in us.
因为我们没有伏在神大能的手下。
Because we didn't obey under His power.
神在我们里面运行的时候，我们不愿意顺着着生命的感觉去立志去行事。
When God has His will set on us, we do not want to will and to work.
弟兄姊妹，你看使徒保罗他在讲到这一个怎么样让这一个基督在我们身上显大的时候，好像讲的好像很简单。
When Paul talking about how that Christ magnify us, it is very simple.
不是像我们想象的高的顶天，高的好像是没有一个人达得到的。
It is not what we so high that we cannot reach the point.
你就想想在家里。
Just think about as
你肯不肯是头一个停止争吵的人
？Are you willing to stop arguing?
You're the first.
Are you the first to stop to argue?
你就发现对方就有点光照了。
Then the other side will have a little enlightenment.
啊，明明他很有理由的。
And then he has reasons.
但他不发怨言。
But he's not complaining.
哎，他不起争论。
He's not arguing.
哎，你发现这里有点光了。
And there is a little light there.
你发现你的配偶就是，哎，我一缺到神了，你去祷告一下。
And then probably your spouse will say, I need go to before Lord and pray.
你觉得主的话是不是我们达不到的呢
？Do you think the words of God is not high that we cannot reach？
因为以基督耶稣的心为心，就是从这里开始学的。
This is the starting point to be set the same mind as of in Christ Jesus。
因此，你发现在我们的中间，如果我们是这样的，在生活和我们工作里面，就在试着这样一点点学习的话。
During our service, our work, if we learn, start from here.
你发现这里给我们看见许多这样学习过的弟兄们的榜样。
And then you will see the examples who learn the lessons.
保罗
，Paul himself.
保罗曾经求了几个谁呀？
And then Paul was despised
everything.
When he was Saul, he regarded himself better than
the others.
Now Paul, for the scattering at the church of
Philippi,
I don't know how many people gather at the Philippi. Maybe not as much as we have now. And you say, the great Paul I am, I spent so much time with you. What did he say?
他说：“我只有是像一杯，我的生命都浇奠在身上，我也是喜乐。”
He say, "I'll be joyful if I offer myself as drinking offering.
他看菲利比教会的弟兄姊妹比他重要多了。
He regards brothers and sisters at Church Philippi is better than himself.
我好，我照顾这么多教会啊。
And Paul, I have to take care of many churches.
这亚细亚的教会，整个美西亚的教会，加拉太的教会。
The churches at Asia is all I established. And just a few people of you. You waste so much of my ink. If he writes in this way, is there any joy?
弟兄姊妹，你看看这里有一个人让基督耶稣的心作为他的心。
And here we see a person who set the mind as of Christ as his mind.
你看那个提摩太，他不像别人耽误自己的事。
Timothy is not like others who just mind his own interests.
是保罗哎。
He served
Paul. 抓到监牢里一个老人家。
And Paul as an old man in prison.
哎，已经很老了。
He's old.
我能不能在这个教会不晓得啊
？We don't know how many times you
live. 这下去有什么意义啊
？Then what should I serve him？
哦，年轻的提摩太，他要出去给我做工的话，他又有恩赐。
And then such young people as Timothy, he has so gifted.
哦，年轻人很多的前途。
And he has a good future.
他可以建立自己很多的工作。
He can establish his own work.
但是这里面。使徒保罗做见证说，他待我好像儿子待父亲一样。
But Paul testified that Timothy treated him as a father.
别人都以自己的事，都耽误自己的事。
Other people is just seeking their own interests.
这里有个年轻人，他顾念耶稣基督的事。
But here is a young man. He minds the interest of Jesus Christ.
你们那这里讲的这都是传道人呢、啊。
You know, those are all ministers. They are ministers. The praise the Lord and wants to see the
Ephesians. And then
Ephesians, and he was born in a wealthy family.
但是他不愿意受人的服侍。
But he was not willing to let people serve him.
他以基督耶稣的心为心。
He set his mind as of Christ Jesus.
他愿意取奴仆的心。
He would like to take a form of a servant.
他侍奉使徒保罗，甚至几乎要死。
He served Apostle Paul into the point he almost died.
为了主的见证，不顾自己性命的人。
He is the person for the testimony of the Lord. He did not regardless his own life.
弟兄姊妹，这个救恩从我们里面活出来是有榜样的。
The salvation to be lived out, and we have examples.
这个救恩从我们里面活出来不是高的顶天的。
This is not go to the heaven.
是摆在我们每一个人脚前的路。
This way that before our feet.
这里说我们只有一件事情在神面前要注意的。
And here tells us there's one thing we need pay attention before the Lord.
恐惧战兵做成你们得救的工。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
什么叫恐惧战兵
？What this means to be fear and trembling.
恐怕主这样的旨意不能够在我身上。
We will be afraid that God's will not be accomplished.
恐怕这一生空跑徒劳。
We will be afraid that our whole life will be one
in vain. 恐怕见主面的时候，虽然我们可以说我们奉了你的名传道了，我们奉了你的名赶鬼了，我们也奉了你的名行许多的异能。
And we are afraid that one day we will tell the Lord, and by your name.We proclaim gospel, we cast out demons, and we do many things. The Lord wants one thing. Have you had the mind as of being Christ? Is Christ Jesus magnified through you? This is why we need to be fear and tremble before God.
愿主借着这些的话语 我们彼此都来提醒。
May we encourage, remind each other by His words.
因为只有以基督耶稣的心为心。
Because only if we have the same mind as Christ Jesus.
基督才能在我们中间照常显大。
Then Jesus Christ will be magnified.
当我们中间有真实的满足的心。
Then we will have true joy and satisfaction.
祈祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢你
Lord, thank you.
感谢你把这样的话摆在我们的面前
Thank you to set those words to us.
我们里面实在像你的仆人保罗一样
Like your servant Paul.
我们真的觉得我们里面有个恐惧
And we fear and tremble you.
我们真的觉得我们需要让这样的救恩从我们里面活出来
We truly think we need such salvation to be lived out through us.
因为这是我们生命的价值和意义。
Because this is the value and the meaning of our life.
愿你借着圣灵把你自己的形象再一次活化在我们的眼前。
May you reveal your own glory before us.
让我们真的认识基督并他钉十字架。
And let us to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
愿我们常常做一个圣命的儿女
Let us to be the children of the obedience
在这样一个弯曲被虐黑暗的时代的里面
And this crooked and perverse and dark generation
让你自己生命的道表明出来
We will reveal your life
好像明光照耀一样
like the light in the world
让你在我们身上都得到荣耀
May you gain glory through us
听我们道
Hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督的名
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name Amen, Amen.